So we actually have a chill factor this morning. North winds at 16, gusting up to 23.
Yeah, I had to pull out the sock monkey gloves.
That's right, sock monkey gloves. Do you understand why, you know, one of the strangest things when they first came out were heated seats, you know. And
those aren't bad, though.
No. And then, but also there were cars that, I don't know if they still have them, had heated steering wheels.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I figured that was the wife of an engineer at one of the motor companies in Detroit going, I don't want my fingers to get, I don't have to wear sock monkey gloves. You know what I'm saying?
It was along the lines of, okay, you fixed the one problem.
That's right.
You haven't fixed the other.
The car is safe, but the car's steering wheel is cold. And the thing is, we don't have that problem here a lot.
Yeah,
but
I'll tell you what, the steering wheel gets cold, but the seat doesn't.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and again, there's that seat heater thing is probably, that's a pretty good deal. So anyhow. So we got north winds at 16 to 23 miles an hour. Finally got some freezing temperatures in parts of Texas. You know, not here, though. We're not freezing here. 46 is our chill factor as we have it today. But it's going to be nice, you know, a little breezy, 60s today. We're back up to 75, by the way, on Friday. And Saturday, 78, which is great for Christmas shopping. Nothing like getting out there in your favorite T-shirt and going Christmas shopping. But, you know, that's one of the many reasons we love living in Texas. We do that if we want to. Sure, any of that. So in Japan, a children's baseball manager has been sent to jail after being convicted of contributing to the delinquency of seven minors after getting them drunk on sake. After the team won the local championship, he celebrated by giving them sake. I mean, really? Doesn't somebody tell you in parent school not to do that? All the ball players were 11 and 12 year olds.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness.
In what world did you wake up and say? Or did he do that? Did he get the kids all together and he said, "Hey, you know, if you win today,
I'll get you loaded."
Yeah, something like that. I'll get you some sake, and they, you know, they know what that is, so they're going, "Wow, that'd be great." But my thought is, again, this is the local championship. So, you know, this is early in the playoffs maybe. Well, what was going to happen later on? And I guess they must have lost.
Gentlemen's club, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I guess. What does, yeah, probably true.
I don't know where to go from there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Besides maybe just getting sick and throwing up, I'm not exactly sure how an 11 or 12-year-old is going to handle getting drunk.
You don't have to worry about him driving.
No, that's true.
Hey, at least it wasn't tobacco like in that movie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's
nasty business no matter what age you are, but all right, we're not going there.
Yippee!
Yeah.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, there you go. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And see, now, Kat, your mom must have known because today is Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
What?
Yeah, didn't you tell me that she made like a Bavarian cream pie, or you had that like for...
Oh, no, we had pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, maybe she was just kind of ahead of time.
Maybe. Yeah, so maybe, Scott.
So it's that, and it's also National Day of Listening.
Oh, wait, I thought it was that a few days ago.
I'm not
sure, though. I wasn't listening.
Never hurt you. Never hurts to listen more than once. Thank you. Okay. What do you got?
Oh, please, as if you've never said a bad joke on here. You've already made me feel bad when we weren't even on air.
Oh, well.
He asked me a question about Mallet Brothers Barbecue, if it was pronounced Mallet. I said, yeah, you know, like the guys on Mario. And he gave me this blank look. So then I was like, you know,
Oh, okay.
And then he just kept looking
When somebody hums at you in the hall like that, you generally give him that look.
That's right. Walk away. Walk away.
You've got to get the RCA dog.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Birthdays. Jaleel White is 36. He was Urkel. Did I do that? He's 36.
He also played Sonic the Hedgehog in the New Adventures of Sonic and Tails.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of my
and what does he
faves
do now?
And craves.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably sits on a big pile of money.
Well, maybe. Trying to be serious. You know, if you try, imagine trying to be a serious actor after you've played Urkel.
Hey, that was number one. That was like pre-puberty. Number two, sure. He turned out to be a pretty handsome guy.
Did he? Okay.
If you ever saw Stefan,
buff.
When he created that machine, Steve Urkel did, where he would come out as his. Like alternate, like Stefan was the name of the other guy. Yeah. Stefan Urkel. And he was pretty suave. He was pretty cool looking.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
He could do a lot.
Got that going on.
Charlton Copley is 39. He played Murdoch in the A-Team remake.
Uh-huh.
Eric Menendez, 41.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's in prison still, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Downfall of Mike Tyson. Robin Givens is 48 years old.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's all her fault.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything. Right, yeah, okay.
Fisher Stevens is 49. You'll remember him from Short Circuit 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he was married to Michelle Pfeiffer for a while.
Oh, all right.
Caroline Kennedy, 55. The inspiration of Sweet Caroline from Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Bill Nye, the science guy, one of my heroes, 57.
I love that guy.
And and definitely a hero, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Risky Business. Uh-huh. I can keep going.
That's okay.
Curtis Armstrong, 59 years old today, and Catherine Bigelow, 61.
Yeah, The Hurt Locker. Mm-hmm. Quite the movie, that's for sure. All right, yeah, I think that's most of those people I hadn't heard of. Bill Nye, you know, Gail Sheehy, who wrote Passages. But she's old. She's 75. Bill Nye apparently not in the Chase Murphy fan club, or Chase is not in the Bill Nye.
Really?
Yeah, they apparently did some gig together, and so
you're kidding me.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, he's a bit of a pill. I think is Chase. Well,
maybe he just was in a bad mood.
Could have been
one
a bad day.
Day.
You never know. All right, it's 6:20.